comfortable. Brothers can't afford to get too comfortable, you know? Because that's when you become the pawn. That's when they use your ass. Anytime white people want to smooth some shit over, they go get that rich nigga and put you on TV.
Some people are conscious, some people are not. I could tell he's not conscious. He doesn't really care what's going on. But us, I know that you know, the game that we used to love and we promote, it brings people together. And it hurts me sometimes when we have to sit up here to talk about stuff that divides the game. Now we got to answer for what this idiot has done.
To represent the people, you know? You have you asking your questions like, Damon, now that you made this $13 million, and we're not counting. Now that you made all this money, let me ask you this. Let me just throw this out at you. You respond any way you want. Is there racism in America?
Chuck.
I think he should have been suspended. I think Adam should have suspended him. First of all, Adam's Jewish. You can't take my $40 million and insult my religion.
You be sitting there thinking about that paycheck talking about.
I can't believe that we ain't talking about that. We're talking about this idiot.
No, sir. If in there is, I ain't seen none.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another episode of the Mitchell Hour. We got Mr. Corey Coleman here. What's up, man?
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, so that's how we starting out today. How do you feel about, now, we don't got to get into whether you know, agree with what Kyrie is saying, but what do you think about Shaq, Shannon Sharpe, and Charles Barkley going at him like that?
Well, I mean, when I read the whole thing about Kyrie and the movie thing, mm-hmm. and he and I read where he met with the commissioner.
Yeah, and he said he's not anti-Semitic.
Right. So I mean, if the commissioner's good with it, you know, hey, let's just keep it moving. I mean, you know, I mean, he the boss. So you know, I mean, you know, so I, as far as that's concerned. I mean, they should, you know, he met with him. They had a conversation. He came out and said he's good with it. So, you know, hey, let's just move on.
I mean, him and Kanye have started a lot of chaos, man. Like, and I don't, with Kyrie, I don't think it was done intentionally. Kanye, I think he thrives off of everybody talking bad about him and stuff like that. But I just feel like they went a little bit. They trying to suspend his Nike deal. He did all these things, and he like donated all his money. He's helping people with scholarships and delivering food and all this. And they gave him like a list. Like, you got to meet with the Jewish leaders. You got to do this. You got to donate this. You got to sit down and talk to these people. And I'm just like, man, like, what is what he said really that bad for what they're, I mean, they're trying to really like force him into retirement right now is the way it seems to me.
Well, the whole, you know, him having to meet with, you know, the Jewish leaders and things like that, it's a form of reconciliation. But on the same note, as far as Kyrie is concerned, I mean, Kyrie didn't go out of his way to really make the movie known. I mean, I didn't hear about it until, you know, I just didn't hear a lot about it. But with Kanye, I mean, when you sitting on, I don't know, the clip that I saw him talking about a Jewish doctor, and you have this thing to where, okay, if you're a suspect of your doctor, and then the fact to point out that the fact, you know, you pointed out that he's a Jewish doctor. You know, so, I mean, you know, you more or less, like I said, you got a smoke, then flamed, then fired, then it's like, it's like a 5 alarm. You got to call other companies to put the thing out.
So should he just shut up and dribble, or is he allowed to say, because the thing about it is like, the title of this episode is called Chaos, right? But it seems that chaos only starts when certain people say certain things. If a certain group of people speak their minds, then they're bad. But if another group of people speak their minds and people don't agree with them. Oh, they're libtards, they're this, they're that. Oh my God, like, you're so soft. I'm tired of this woke culture. Oh. I just feel like it's a little, is free speech a real thing?
It depends on the topic. It's right. Basically, I mean, you know, it depends on the topic. I mean, it does. I mean, because, you know, I mean, they say, you know, free speech is, you know, it's free speech, but is it really? It's not free if I go ahead and say something, if I'm a, you know, a big person in this world, you know, and I got multi-million dollar deals here, there, and the other, everywhere, and if I speak, and then, you know, if I speak about something, and then it's all of a sudden, bam, we're closing our doors. No, then it's not free, because that's costing me money.
I mean, you remember with the White Lives Matter, the Black Lives Matter, then their rebut to that was All Lives Matter. You had... Jesus Christ, what's her name?
Candace Owens?
Layla Ali. You had her on there. She was protecting her money.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't say, she's like, I do believe that all lives matter. You had, what's the dude, undefeated boxer? Floyd. I mean, he's putting it out there for Kyrie right now, which is great.
Right.
But I just feel like once you get to a certain level, maybe there is no such thing as free speech. Because once you get to a certain level and you got a lot of people that are not the same color as you, that don't come from your culture, if you say something and they don't agree with it, they can really take everything from you.
Right. Right.
So if that's the case, then is there really free speech?
For the average, well, not even for the everyday person.
You can go on your job and have a conversation about politics, and then you say something or whatever, and you say something, and somebody reports it, and then you can lose your job.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, it's no such thing as free speech.
No. There isn't. I mean, because if it comes with a price tag, the way I'm going to lose everything, then no, it's not. It's not free speech. It really isn't. And if you get to a certain level, then a lot of things have come to pass, you know, as far as free speech is concerned. A lot of things have come forward because of a certain individual. Well, no, I won't even say that. I'll say that it started before that, and this individual just gave it, you know,
took it up a couple notches.
Yeah, it gave it credence. So it's like, you know, like, yeah, so I'm going to go on the job, and I'm going to call my supervisor the N-word. Yeah, and I dare them to fire me. You know, it's like, you know, I mean, yeah, that's what it's come to.
Well, I mean, speaking of free speech and words and how they affect people. Drake and 21 Savage released an album last week called Her Loss.
Right.
And I guess it was a couple of bars that people are a little bit upset about. I guess he must have called Serena Williams' husband a groupie.
Ooh.
Now, okay, I'm just going to give my opinion on this chaos that Drake has started. Number one, the album was out for about a good 30 minutes, and people started saying this is a classic, he's goated, and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, personally, there's two rappers in the game right now that when people listen to their music, they listen to who they're going to talk about. Number one, I think personally, is The Game, because when he goes on his publicity run and everything like that, he always, you know, I think it was last time, it was Kanye has done more for him than Dr. Dre has. I think before that, he was saying he had sex with Blac Chyna, and he, you know what I'm saying, just like for the shock. So I think that's what Drake is doing now. He was talking about Serena Williams' husband. Mm-hmm. He said something about Meg Thee Stallion.
Right.
And he just, I mean, these young kids really boost him up. Now, I'm not going to say Drake is a horrible artist.
Mm-hmm.
But the last several albums he came out with have been pretty mid. And he can say all these different things and people just eat him up. And it causes, you know, an uproar. I just want to ask you a question. How do you call a woman's husband a groupie?
Well, I like this response, you know. If he's, I mean, you know.
He said, I am a groupie. Yeah, this is my wife, my kid. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, I think.
Drake is probably still a little bit hurt about that situation. There was a, I don't want to cut you off.
No, because I just think that like, I mean, he said that and I, when I read the story and I'm just like, what is wrong with him? I mean, but me personally, I mean, if you hating on that man because he married to Serena, he can continue to hate because as far as I'm concerned, you know, that's a fine black woman as far as I'm concerned. And she is
broke records.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, if you mad, then be mad, you know, but you know, I mean, and you know what, at the end of the day, you called her husband a groupie, but look who's going home with her.
Exactly. I can't even give a whole review on the album. I got through maybe the first five tracks, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said something else about what everybody thinks he was talking about Megan Thee Stallion.
Right. Okay.
Lil Yachty came out and said, no, he's talking about women that get butt shots. Drake knew what he was doing. Well, you looked at me kind of weird. Okay. So there's a bar when he's talking about a woman fake getting shot and she's in school and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, like I said, the first hour that the album was out, everybody, so he's talking about Meg. Mm-hmm. Meg even put out a whole little post on Instagram. She's right. Like, y'all bitch ass niggas talking about me, whatever.
Yeah, say rap guys are lame and yeah.
Lil Yachty came out and said that Drake wasn't talking about Meg Thee Stallion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the free speech thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what rap is. It's just about free speech, saying what you want to say. And like a lot of rappers lie. So everything they say in their records is not really the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like Drake should face as much backlash as he's been facing for talking about Meg, allegedly, and actually calling Serena Williams' husband a groupie? Should people really pay that much attention to it, or should just be like, okay, he's just talking shit, so what?
I don't think he should. I mean, it's a song. I mean, you know, and if you calling somebody a groupie, I mean, it's not like, you know, it ain't like he stood up on a platform in the middle of a square and said, I'm going to kill all these whiteys. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, it's a song. I mean, you know, and if, you know, somebody slip a little diss on a song, you know, it's just a song. But, you know, that's just for me. If I was that individual, I'd be like, oh, well, you know, apparently you paying attention. You know,
so who's really the groupie? Exactly.
Right. You know, yeah.
Yeah. Rest in peace to Takeoff.
Yeah,
had his funeral today.
Yeah,
man. You know what? I just feel, and back to, you know, the free speech and the chaos that it causes. Man, these hip hop blogs. These different pages, I feel like they're really detrimental because Takeoff was killed,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, worrying about his family and like, yo, we got to, you know, so go stream the album, or, you know,
right, right.
Condolences to his mother, and, you know, what about Quavo and Offset and stuff like that. People are, you know, trying to say that Jay Prince, his son has something to do with it and all this other stuff. And, you know, they're saying that it was one of the little, I think he's like, what? I don't even think this guy's 25 that they're saying killed him.
Mm.
But it's just like, in our community, it's snitch. If you snitch, you're going to die and everything like that, right? But I think since the creation of social media, I mean, isn't that what everybody does anyway? They just get on there. They got to be the first to report something. And it's like, you're saying, oh, I'm not snitching. This is my job. I'm a journalist. Like, nigga, unless you went to you have a degree in journalism, like, you're just on the internet talking shit. That's not really being a journalist. And it's like they're really creating more beef between people and, you know, going up there and saying that certain people had things to do with a murder that possibly they didn't. Like, I don't know if you're versed in this situation. How much do you know about Jazz Prince and Drake and Offset and all that and Takeoff?
My man Takeoff, you know, I always liked him. I always liked when he rapped anyway, you know, because it was almost like, you know, when he would be up front, you know, I just loved his voice. I loved the way he flowed, you know, and I was like, yeah. Make sure he always, you know, put him in the rotation to be first a lot more, you know, it's just, you know,
right,
but,
right.
But, you know, I mean, as far as like, you know, Drake and all of that, I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know. I just think it's sad that, you know, that Takeoff was more or less collateral damage in that situation, you know. And like I said to you, like when it happened, like I said to you,
right.
Okay, when you get to a level like that, you're no longer just a regular dude. So you can't, you know, if I was at that level, you wouldn't catch me nowhere.
Right.
You know, it's like that, you know, you just wouldn't.
I mean, yeah, that's true, man. But a lot of these rappers, they talk a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that this is the reason that Takeoff was killed, but they have this facade, this tough exterior that they have to put out there because, yes, he was around other rich individuals, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you came from the streets and all that, right? We mm-hmm. just had PNB. Rock killed
mm-hmm.
not too long ago. So it was like, and he was just trying to eat some chicken and waffles.
Right.
He was in a legit restaurant.
Right.
I mean, in the bad part of a neighborhood, but he was in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're outside of, neighborhood didn't look that bad.
Right.
But it just gets to a point where, like, these rappers got to stop caring about what other people view them, the way the other people view them.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, if you're, like, used to shooting dice in your neighborhood, you know, playing CeeLo, whatever, like, that's fine. But, like, where's security? You know what I'm saying? These and the thing about it is, like, I'm not saying this is the case with them, but for the most part, you need trained, like, special ops people.
Right.
You might need a off-duty police officer or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what if these people, these keyboard warriors that are sitting in their mom's basement typing, talking shit, so what?
Right.
Like, you are worth millions of
right.
dollars.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And getting your... And the thing about it, like, you got your friends. Like, your friends from the hood
mm-hmm.
carrying guns.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's why Takeoff got shot. Well, not he got shot by friendly fire.
Right,
you know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, right, right.
It's because you have these untrained people and they're just shooting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I know, look, I know you want to take your friends out the hood. I know you want to do all this, but like, that's fine. If you want them to, you know, be trained and then send them somewhere to get trained or have them just, you know, do something.
Right.
But you're putting their life in danger as well as yours because, you know, you just got your homies walking around with guns and shit.
Right, right.
What?
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right. Because you can't, you know, you can't have just, you know, I can't just hand anybody a gun and be like, yeah, watch my back. You know, if I can shoot better than them, you know, I mean, but the other thing is like I said, you cannot. Now, if I'm straight from the hood and I find success and I'm living in, you know, behind a gate and I'm in a big house, I'm not going back to the hood. I know where I came from.
But most of these rappers like thrive on that shit though. They're like, yo, nigga, I can go to any hood where the fuck I want to go. No,
yeah,
and
I'm okay.
Just like, nigga, but why?
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like you got regular people that ain't even at that level that you know, when they
don't
move out.
Don't want to go there.
Yeah, exactly. That don't want to go there. And people
you're
like,
worth millions.
Yes, you worth millions. It's like it's people that are jealous because, oh, yeah, I remember when, you know, when he wasn't nothing. He you know, he was smoking weed in my backyard.
Exactly.
So what? It's like that man is a multimillionaire now. Now, if he want to see you, like I said, if it was me, if I got friends, you know, whatever, but I'm not going to the hood. Come see me. I'll come get you, but I'm not going to the hood.
I think it's like an ego thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, yeah, even though I know that this is the hood, but some of them rappers, they like them hood chicks. You know what I'm saying? So if it's like you coming in the hood, and there's a lot of these females that'll set these dudes up as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you think you're going to, you know, you about to get something. You know what I'm saying? So you take it to the hotel, take it back to your spot. Next thing you know, she on her phone, and you tell her to put her phone down, and she texting people, sending people the location.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, being just an everyday person, like I could go out and get killed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But and I'm not worth millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. So it's like people just gotta be, they gotta be a lot more careful. And that's just one thing that I don't understand. Like when you was texting me and I was like, damn, I said, that's right. I'm like, why were rich people playing dice like on a sidewalk?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
You got a whole house you can go to.
Yeah. You know? And it's just like people are saying, you know, I'm not going to repeat, but, you know, a lot of people are saying who they think. And it just, who they think murdered the guy or why they murdered him. And it just brought me back to, like, my point that I was trying to say about hip-hop blogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember when Nipsey died?
Right, right.
People were saying that his brother has something to do with it. Then it was Laura London has something to do with it. And then it was like Big U has something to do with it. And I'm just thinking, I'm like, damn. Like all you guys, all you hip hop bloggers are just on there just randomly just putting shit out, just throwing it out there, throwing it against the wall, see what sticks. And a lot of these people eat it up. And the internet has been nothing but fucking chaos for like the last month. It's just negative after negative after negative.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel with music, okay, like you let's see who can say the wildest shit. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
And but I feel like us as Americans have like a short-term, like our attention span is small as hell. Because you think about it, when the album came out, everybody was talking about it. When somebody do this, everybody's talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Brittany Griner was the big topic. And now just, oh, on to the next thing. All right, what's Trump doing? Oh, what did Biden say crazy now? And it's like, oh, we hear this, we saw this, and then we're on to the next one.
Right, right. That's because the internet. Internet. I mean, everything is instant. It's instant now. I mean, you can't. I mean, I work in a school, and you will not believe how many times I have been almost ran into by some kid with his head down walking down the hallway.
Right.
Because he got his face in his phone. I mean, it's everything is instant. Look at how, like, ever since the internet and, you know, and then when 9/11, now look, the news, you got 24-hour news. You got news, you got local news stations here that start at like 4 a.m. I'm not up at 4. So, yeah, but you know, wild. I mean, so, you know, I mean, but if I got up that early, I could tell everybody what's still happening by the time I get to work by 7:15. Oh, yeah, did you hear? You know, so everything is instant. So it's almost like, to a degree, you have to learn how to step back and, you know, sometimes just, you know, like not take in a whole bunch of madness just for your own sanity. Just for your own sanity. And, you know, I've done that from time to time because, you know, I have apps on my phone that, you know, they're coming. They're constantly coming. And it's like, oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. You know?
Yeah. I mean, let me ask you a question. Do you think the internet made the world worse or better?
Yeah, that's a, well, it's whatever side of the coin you flipping, you know, because information is so readily now that, you know, you could find out stuff that, you know, 40 years ago, you know, backdoor deals or, you know, they, you know, people making or things happening, you know, you didn't get that, you know, there's no, you know, there was no such thing as, you know, like, you know, breaking news, but, you know, it was usually when breaking news happened years ago, it was like an hour after that, the fact, 2 hours after the fact, oh, it's breaking news.
Right.
Now, something could happen at 12:15 and you know by 12:20.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's good and bad, right? Because mm-hmm. it's a lot of talented people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And without social media, you know, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, Reddit, like a lot of these people, we wouldn't know who these people are.
Mm-hmm.
One of the bad things, and I think this is going back to all the chaos that it caused, is like people that should not be in a public light.
Mm-hmm.
The things that they say and do, it just causes mass hysteria. It just causes a lot of crap.
Right.
Because you never know what your kids are listening to, what they're watching. Mm-hmm. And it's just like you have so many different crazy people on the internet and you're just like, man, okay, I can understand this person is very talented. You can get your business out there. But then you have just crazy people that are just on air for the wrong thing, trying to spread negativity, trying to cause more death. Mm-hmm. It just mass chaos, man. Just like with everything that's going on in the world. When you wake up in the morning, I'm not saying you, but anybody that wake up in the morning, the first thing they're going to do is just jump on social media,
mm-hmm.
You know, or jump on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like, think about it. The whole Elon Musk purchasing of Twitter was like this taking over the airwaves. You know what I'm saying? They said the hate speech and the way that the N-word has been used on Twitter with the hard That's been like going up a certain percentage points and stuff like that. And I'm just like, it's Twitter.
Yeah.
It's Twitter. People get on there and say and do the most crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you two people that I don't think need to be on any type of social media.
Okay.
Number one is Britney Spears. They kept her locked up. She didn't have control of herself, and mm-hmm. now she mm-hmm. is just going crazy. And she's rich. She's very rich. I don't know if she's doing it on purpose, but like she'd be half naked. She'd just be doing all these crazy dances, and you know she doesn't look well.
Did she just get married again?
I don't know. I thought she's engaged, so maybe.
Did,
And it's like her fiance or whatever, husband, whatever the fuck he is, he just don't have a problem with it. I guess he's like, look, as long as the money coming in every month,
Kevin, that's what Kevin said too. He's like, hey, I got two kids.
But baby. I mean, it just don't make no damn sense. I mean, she's really wilding out. And then Madonna, you know what I'm saying, with all that Botox and ass shots that she's gotten, she's looking crazy. She's talking about Meg, she's talking about Little Kim and Cardi B, and you know, saying all these crazy things about them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, she's causing so much fucking craziness, and I just don't get it, man. But those two women, yeah, whenever you get a chance, just look. Madonna, she's like using rap, she's like just screaming, she got all this, her face looks all weird. Britney Spears got these little panties on. She's going around dancing, and
mm-hmm.
bottom of the feet of her feet is dirty. Oh, just, yeah. She okay. just looks nasty.
Right, right.
And it's like, I just don't get it. I don't know what the hell's going on with social media lately. But yeah, man, that's what's been going on.
Oh yeah, Was it Madonna and Cardi B? Didn't they have a conversation after something happened? I read something about somebody reached out to somebody, and you know. And I don't know whether, you know, I think it got squashed because they had a conversation. But, you know, I mean, but it's all, you know, when you out of the spotlight, you know, it's kind of like you kind of crave it, you know, but, you know, anything to be relevant, you know, that's how I, you know, once you reach a certain level and then your time has passed or whatever, you know, you kind of, you know. You wish you could still be out there, but you know, you're not on the cover of the magazines, or you're not in the magazines anymore, or whatever. So, you know, you got to do something else to get your name out there.
Yeah. But a good note, man, is Nas released an album today.
Oh.
Yeah. And I want to play Hit-Boy, man. Like him and Nas. And I had a conversation. You know, people say that. Nas was never one to pick beats.
Mm-hmm.
His beat selection was always horrible. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can understand that to a certain extent, right? But since he teamed up with Hit-Boy, it's been crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to listen to this joint and tell me what you think.
Okay.
Brave hearts.
Stand up. Let me know. Is there a heart in the house? Is there a heart in the house? You got to have love. You got to have love in your heart.
Yeah. My beginnings was intense. Who'd have thought I'd go legit?
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. We coming blacker than Black Panther 2. Nobody this thorough, that's the truth. Never go against the family, that's something you don't do. Don't get Eddie Kane, try to sing your way back in the group, nah. Stars in the ceiling, got sun in the building, rep that 718. It's hard to depart from that feeling, careful selling weight. The DA be watching who dealing, get yourself straight before they find that paraphernalia. For those who claim 100 million on taxes, beautiful actresses, street dudes who turn activists, who used to move packages. No nine, still here to remove the wall that I'll back against. Legitimize all your hustles before the gavel hit.
It takes more than love.
It takes.
Yo.
Hey, man, that's that right there is rocking from the first. Man, come on, man.
This is what some of these young cats just don't understand.
What?
That your favorite hot rapper can't do that.
I like that.
The Baby. He can't do that.
Man, that was hot.
Little Baby can't do that.
That was hot. I like
Drake.
That.
Can't even do that.
Yeah, man, that was
look.
I love
Pusha T. That's one of my favorite rappers, but he can't even do that.
Man, that was
Nas
hot.
Is damn near 50 years old doing that type of stuff.
Yeah,
right there, man,
that was hot. That was hot.
I just look, man. Some people are put on this earth to do certain things, and I believe he was put on this earth to start businesses. And just glide
Man, that was
wasn't even a beat.
Right.
That was a person's voice from the Five Heartbeats. And he was rapping over that.
Yeah, that was hot.
How do you even do something like that?
That,
you
know what I'm saying? I like that. Yeah, that was hot.
Yeah, man. So in closing, let's go over some music that was released today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. All right. Morris Day released an album.
Oh, okay.
Young Blue released an album.
Mm-hmm.
Glorilla. Look, man, me and my old podcast partner, you know, we had some difference of opinions on her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, man, but I like her. It's like her personality. She just don't give a fuck. Like, mm-hmm. people make fun of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's very, you know, she don't take herself too serious. You know what I'm saying? And right. some of the songs are pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
Run the Jewels. Mm-hmm. That they came out with an album. Shouts out to Killer Mike. Black Eyed Peas released an album called Elevation.
Really?
Yes. And Black Panther 2, the soundtrack came out today.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I went to go see that movie, man. It's really, 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 really good. So if you get a chance, go check it out.
I plan to.
And Nas, King Disease, we just played a snippet of a song from there. And it's this young guy, man. His name is Marcus Clay. Really dope.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going through Instagram looking for some content, and this video, this sponsored ad popped up with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really good song. So I was on my way to AMC theaters yesterday, and I was just like, you know what? Let me go ahead and pop this album on. Super dope, man.
Okay.
Young dude, you know what I'm saying? Really, really dope artist.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, man. So everybody, it's been a lot of chaos. Whether you believe you stand with Kyrie, whether you stand with Kanye, or you like Shannon Sharpe, Charles Barkley, and Shaq, don't just take a clip and take it out of context. Do your own research. And I just feel like the news outlets and social media like Twitter, Instagram, they thrive off of, these platforms thrive off of, you know, chaos and negativity. And the more we feed into that, and you got the, you know, billionaires, millionaires going back and forth with each other, that's rich people shit. You know what I'm saying? We just
mm-hmm.
regular people that go to work every day. We can have our opinions, but you know what I'm saying? That's what they are, just opinions. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
So whether you stand with Kyrie or Kanye or you don't, they're entitled to their opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And just like a lot of these Caucasians that are saying stuff that we might not like, but mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Is their opinions, and we don't have to pay attention to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All you got to do, you don't even got to delete the app. Just hide Instagram on your phone. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Hide Facebook on your phone.
Right.
Step away from all the chaos, all the negativity,
right.
and everything that's been going on. You know what I'm saying? It's like we can step away from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Focus on your family, stuff like that. Because I had to do it. You know, because I just realized, man, it was one time I was just scrolling through, and I think it was a video of a man that went in the house and killed his kids. Then there was a video of the young black boy that fell off the roller coaster, the amusement park ride.
Yeah, that was.
And then there's like the video of PNB Rock on the ground just bleeding.
Oh,
there's the video of Offset. I mean, not Offset, but Takeoff. But it's just like all the chaos that's on social media. It's like sometimes you just got to take a break, man, because that is very depressing.
Yeah.
Very depressing, yeah. Especially you wake up. Wash your face, brush your teeth, say a prayer, whatever, right? And you cook breakfast. Most people don't do that. Most people roll over.
Grab their phone,
go on Instagram, Facebook. Like, shit, I do that sometimes too, you know? So while you're making your coffee, you're on Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or Facebook. And it just gets to a point where, you know what I'm saying? You keep on watching these negative things.
Mm-hmm.
eventually you're going to be negative.
Right.
So you got to, you know, watch what you take in, watch what you, what your children take in.
Right.
And, you know, that's what it is. You got any closing thoughts?
Well, I got a whole bunch of them, but any, okay. Kanye, the stuff that I've been reading, like ever since the whole thing, it's bad, but you got to be careful who you hang with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, me personally, him wearing that White Lives Matter shirt with Candace Owens, setting yourself up. So, you know, because, you know, after that, you know, she came out and she was glorifying the fact that he was, you know, he was losing a lot of his partnerships.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, man, she was, I mean, she came out and she's like, oh, yeah. And she was laughing about it. You know, like, oh, yeah, he's, yeah, look at what they're doing to him. Yeah, and, you know, it's, yeah, yeah, look at this. And she was, like, more or less relishing the fact that he was losing a lot of stuff. And it's like, okay, yeah, you got to be careful who you hang with.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then, you know, there's that. Kyrie, you know, I mean, it's a big deal, but it's not as big. If, like I said, he talked to the boss, man, so, you know. You know, he gonna take his lumps with, you know, him being suspended and things like that. You know, he lost some money. But, you know, I mean, like I said, let's turn the page. But, you know, with a lot of stuff that's going on with the chaos and everything, you know, we just had the midterm elections, you know, and things of that nature. So, you know, you got your boy Lindsey Graham, you know, more or less playing the race card, but you know, but he was playing the race card for POC, you know, telling people, you know, like, let's get Herschel in there, you know. So I mean, you know, but then, you know, there, you know, the let's just, you know, try to look for some positive things, especially for, you know, for people of color, you know, because I think that we have to continue to uplift each other, you know, even through random acts of kindness, you know, mm-hmm. We have that, especially our young people. You know, I told a young lady the other day, I told her, I said, you know, don't let nobody tell you that you're not special. You know, she, you know, I just let her know that, you know, because, you know, sometimes she might not get that.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, let's just try to stay on a positive as much as we can.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was another episode of the Mitchell Hour, Random Thoughts Part 7, Chaos. We're out.
Thank you for tuning in. Hit that like button, comment, and subscribe. And until then,
up early to face the moment, debating should I save it or blow it. I mean, it's only some paper. None of my neighbors too nosy. The Joneses own it. Some acres to be the greatest. It's lonely, but it chose me. I take it, whatever the case may be. I'm out of space, OD. NASA without the A at the end. Take off on 3. What's the cost of a CD? With 1500 places, one sale. What's that? The 1500 P's on one scale for a starving artist trying to sneak out and reroute. Originality I seek out. Let's clean house to black homeowners. Check it out. To black homeowners, take over and throw the lease out. This, that, movie reel, the Jordan Peele of this thing. Low-key, bullshit, pulling strings behind the scenes. All my soul is for my kids and the cold shit I done did. All them O's I tried to flip, who'd have thought I'd go legit, yeah. And the cold shit I done did.